Everybody, and here again. Well, tomorrow, Friday, is the 11th of November, traditionally Remembrance Day, although I know that there is Remembrance Sunday and lots of events and services, etc., take place actually on the Sunday. But tomorrow is the 11th of the 11th, and therefore the proper Remembrance Day to remember all those people who've died, given their lives to their country over two world wars and all the other conflicts as well, something that certainly needs to be remembered. We tend to concentrate on the two world wars, but people are still giving their lives for their country. But one of the things that's come up this year, because around the remembrance celebrations, commemorations, whichever way you want to term it, we have the poppy. The poppy, the symbol of the Royal British Legion, and also it's become a symbol of sacrifice, it's become a symbol of showing support. And people wear poppies from around the beginning of November. But one of those things that's crept in over the last few years, and I've seen several articles about this, and some sort of events that have gone on, there's something been going on recently with the England football team who were playing a match against Spain on Saturday, and they wanted to have be able to wear poppies on their shirt, embroidered, obviously, not with a traditional pin. I don't think that would have gone down very well. And there was an argument, there was a bit of a to and fro between them and FIFA, which has now been resolved. And there's been other issues about people wearing them, and there's white poppies that you can have, this type of thing. But a couple of articles and things that I've read saying about this, and what they term, not necessarily my term, but what they term as poppy fascism. And what they're getting at then, and I know what they mean, is that there becomes this sort of pressure, and it's built up over the past sort of several years, I think, where people seem to be being forced into wearing a poppy. Now, I'll state straight away that I buy poppies every single year. I'm more than happy to give my money, to donate my money to the Royal British Legion for all the work that they do. And the people in the armed services, whether it be now or those people who fought in world wars before, those who sadly lost their lives, although all those that fought and are still here with us, thankfully, they have my utmost respect and support. Whether I agree with the war or wars that they may well be fighting in or have fought in, they have my unending support for that reason. And I buy poppies. I bought one and I wore it yesterday, but as happens, I lost it. But then I started thinking, reading these articles about should you wear a poppy or should you feel you should be forced to wear a poppy. Of course, it's a matter of choice, in my opinion, and that's the whole point. If you want to wear a poppy, you feel that you want to donate your money and wear it as a symbol, as a badge, whatever it is, that's absolutely fine, and I would encourage everybody to do so. But there has crept in this, as they say, poppy fascism, where people are more or less obliged to. You see it with newsreaders or people on the TV from like the 1st of November. Everybody wears poppies. Now, I should imagine the producers or floor managers or whatever it is of the particular programmes, news channels or whatever, they give these things out. I don't expect that a lot of the time it's actually the presenters themselves or the people that are on these shows actually bring their own poppies in. I should imagine they're given them and saying, right, you're wearing this type of thing. One prominent news person, Jon Snow on Channel 4 News, has refused to wear one, not because he doesn't support the cause, not because he doesn't believe in the cause and the sacrifices, as I suggested earlier, but because he doesn't want to be forced to wear one. He feels that he should have a choice, and that is my point as well, really. It's this has crept in, and I think there's a lot of it. It's all about the sort of me. It's because some people seem to think that by wearing one, they're telling people that they're better than other people who aren't and that they're somehow superior. That's not what all this is about. And you can see elements of this creeping in other things as well. If you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter or something, people say, retweet this. If you don't retweet this, you don't believe in freedom, or you don't believe in that, or if you don't copy and paste this link from Facebook onto your own news feed or whatever, then you're a complete racist or, you know, homophobic or whatever it might be, and you don't agree with this cause and you should burn in hell. I don't agree with that type of thing as well. It should be down to the individual. Everybody should be individual, should have their own individual means of thought. If you think about it, that's exactly what all of those people have been fighting for that we're commemorating. is that freedom, the freedom to think for yourself and not be told what to do by anybody else. And I feel that that extends to the poppy. I will continue to wear the poppy with pride, and I'll be quite happy to pay my money and put it in there. But yesterday, this made me think, and yesterday I wore it, I went to do some work yesterday, and I thought, right, I'm going to get a poppy, I'm going to wear it. And I think, well, why did I wear it? Was it because I felt that I needed to be seen to be wearing one because of what other people might think? Or was it because I felt that I wanted to show my support? I think that I did it because I'd show my support. But I wonder how many other people are out there, maybe you're one of these, who's actually wearing a poppy, feels that they need to wear a poppy because they feel they have to, because they need to be seen to be wearing a poppy, because it's politically incorrect not to wear one. That's not the right reason. If you don't want to wear one, don't wear one. But you can still give your money. It doesn't mean that you have to wear one. You can still put the money in the pot. And that's one of the things about the footballers. If they really wanted to show their support, why do they actually have to wear a poppy on their shirt to do it? Why don't they give a week's wages or a percentage of their wages to help the heroes or the Royal British Legion and show their support in that way, and not have to make a big song and dance about it and say, look at me, I'm wearing a poppy, I'm better than you. That's not what it's all about, and I'm sure one of those people who've given their lives over the years would feel the same way. That's not the right way. They did it for freedom, they did it for democracy, and for individual choice. So there you go, that's my rant over for the day. But wear your poppy with pride, because it does mean a lot, but at least wear it if you want to, not because somebody else tells you to. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.